By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome. Good morning to the viewers of Rise and Shine Madani Channel, wherever you're watching from across the world, around the world. Hopefully you've had a good start to the morning. Hopefully you woke up, you've prayed your Fajr, you read some Quran. Now you might be either on your way to work, or you might be at work, or you might be at home watching this our channel, Madini channel. So hopefully you're having a good day. And make sure you spend your day in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's first begin the show by listening to a blessing or reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna Allah wakkala bi qabri malaka." That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed an angel next to my grave. A'tahu asma'al khala'ik. And he has been granted the ability to hear the voices of every creature. فَلَا يُسَلِّ عَلَيَّ أَحَدٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَّا أَبْلَغَنِي بِسْمِهِ وَإِسْمِ أَبِيهِ هَذَا فُلَانُ بْنُ فُلَانُ قَدْ صَلَّ عَلَيْكَ. Subhanallah. Hence, whoever recites Salat upon me once till the day of judgment, in his name will be presented to my court. Not only his name with his father's name will be presented in my court and be said, the such and such, the sunnah such and such has surely recited Salat upon me. Allahu Akbar. Look at this blessing we recited Salat to, a way to get pleasure of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala, recited salawat. And not only our name is presented, our father's name is presented as well. So keep your tongues moist daily in reciting salawat, and inshallah you'll gain the benefits, not in this world, not only in this world, but you'll also gain the benefits in the afterlife as well. So inshallah, now we'll go on to the swiftly to the next segment of the show, which is the best segment of Madani channel, which is the tilawat of the Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban rahm wala.
كذبت قوم لوط بالنذر.
لوط کی قوم نے رسولوں کو جھٹلایا.
إنا أرسلنا عليهم حاصبا إلا آل لوط نجيناهم بسحر.
بے شک ہم نے ان پر پتھراؤ بھیجا سوائے لوط کے گھر والوں کے, ہم نے انہیں پچھلے پہر بچا لیا.
نِعْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا,
اپنے پاس کی نعمت فرما کر.
كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي مَنْ شَكَرْ,
ہم یوں ہی صلہ دیتے ہیں اسے جو شکر کرے.
وَلَقَدْ أَنذَرَهُمْ بَطُشَتَنَا فَتَمَارَوْا بِالنُّذُرِ,
اور بے شک اس نے انہیں ہماری گرفت سے ڈرایا تو انہوں نے ڈر کے فرمانوں میں شک کیا.
وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدُوهُ عَنْ ضَيْفِهِ فَطَمَسْنَا أَعْيُنَهُمْ فَذُوقُوا عَذَابِي وَنُذُرْ,
انہوں نے اسے اس کے مہمانوں سے پھسلانا چاہا تو ہم نے ان کی آنکھیں میٹ دی, یعنی بالکل مٹا دی. فرمایا چکھو میرا عذاب اور ڈر کے فرمان.
وَلَقَدْ صَبَّحَهُمْ بُكْرَةً عَذَابٌ مُسْتَقِرٌ,
اور بے شک صبح تڑکے یعنی صبح سویرے ان پر ٹھہرنے والا عذاب آیا.
فذوقوا عذابی ونذر,
تو چکھو میرا عذاب اور ڈر کے فرما.
وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرْ,
اور بے شک ہم نے آسان کیا قرآن یاد کرنے کے لیے, تو ہے کوئی یاد کرنے والا.
وَلَقَدْ جَاءَ آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ النُّذُرْ,
اور بے شک فرعون والوں کے پاس رسول آئے.
كذبوا بآياتنا كلها فأخذناهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر,
انہوں نے ہماری سب نشانیاں جھٹلائیں تو ہم نے ان پر گرفت کی جو ایک عزت والے اور عظیم قدرت والے کی شان تھی.
أكفاركم خير من أولئكم أم لكم براءة في الزبر,
کیا تمہارے کافر ان سے بہتر ہیں یا کتابوں میں تمہاری چھٹی لکھی ہوئی ہے؟
أم يقولون نحن جميع منتصر,
یا یہ کہتے ہیں کہ ہم سب مل کر بدلہ لے لیں گے.
سيهزم الجمع ويولون الدبر,
اب بھگائی جاتی ہے یہ جماعت اور پیچھے پھیر دیں گے.
بل الساعة موعدهم والساعة أدهى وأمر,
بلکہ ان کا وعدہ قیامت پر ہے اور قیامت نہایت کڑی اور سخت کڑوی.
ان المجرمين في ضلال وسعر,
بے شک مجرم گمراہ اور دیوانے ہیں.
یوم یسحبون فی النار علی وجوہہم ذوقوا مس سقر,
جس دن آگ میں اپنے منہوں پر گھسیٹے جائیں گے اور فرمایا جائے گا چکھو دوزخ کی آنچ.
انا کل شیئن خلقناہ بقدر,
بے شک ہم نے ہر چیز ایک اندازے سے پیدا فرمائی.
وما امرنا الا واحدة كلمح بالبصر,
اور ہمارا کام تو ایک بات کی بات ہے جیسے پلک مارنا.
ولقد اهلكنا اشياعكم فهل من مدكر,
اور بے شک ہم نے تمہاری وضع کے ہلاک کر دیے تو ہے کوئی دھیان کرنے والا.
وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ فَعَلُوهُ فِي الزُّبُرِ,
اور انہوں نے جو کچھ کیا سب کتابوں میں ہے.
وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَقَرٌ,
اور ہر چھوٹی بڑی چیز لکھی ہوئی ہے.
إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ,
بے شک پرہیزگار باغوں اور نہر میں ہیں.
فی مقعد صدق عند ملیک مقتدر,
سچ کی مجلس میں عظیم قدرت والے بادشاہ کے حضور.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم. That was the recitation of Surah Al-Qamar, verse 33 to verse 55. Inshallah, now we'll go through the English translation of these verses. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, verse 33. The nation of Lut denied the warners. Verse 34. Indeed, we sent a storm of stones upon them except the family of Lut. We save them in the final part of the night. Verse 35. As a blessing from us, thus we recompense the grateful. Verse 36. And indeed he warned them of our ceasing, then they doubted the warnings. Verse 37. They wanted to lure him away from his guests, so we obliterated their eyes and said, taste my punishment and my warnings. Verse 38. And indeed the lasting punishment came to them early in the morning. Verse 39. So taste my punishment and my warnings. Verse 40. We have made the Quran easy to remember. So is there anyone to memorize it? Verse 41. And indeed warners came to the people of Pharaoh. Verse 42. For they denied all our signs. So we seized them with a powerful grip of the one most exalted, the most powerful. Verse 43. O people of Makkah, are you disbelievers better than those others? Or is there salvation for you in the scriptures? Verse 44. Or they say, we shall all take revenge. Verse 45. Soon all will be repelled and they will turn their backs. Verse 46. Rather, the hour is their promise and the hour is more severe and most bitter. Verse 47. Certainly, the wrongdoers are in misguidance and insanity. Verse 48. The day they will be dragged upon their faces in the fire, taste the touch of hell. Verse 49. We indeed have created everything with specific measure. Verse 50. And our decree is but one, like the blinking of an eye. Verse 51. Surely we have destroyed many groups like you. So is there anyone who may attain advice? Verse 52. Everything they did is in the books. Verse 53. And every small and great deed is recorded. Verse 54. The pious will be amid gardens and rivers. Verse 55. In a gathering of honor in presence of the most powerful king. Sadaqallahu alazim. This was the recitation of Surah Qamar. Alhamdulillah, we have finished this chapter of the Holy Quran. And it's a request again, you should always read as much Quran as possible. This book is of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Muslims, we should love this Quran more than everything. That the first thing that we wake up in the morning is that we open the Quran and recite it. Even if it's not that, you just put Madri channel and listen to, watch this program and listen to the Quran. Understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell us. What information, like this surah which we just heard, is regarding the punishments that were put on previous nations. Nations which were committing sins. We commit sins, we may even commit the sins that they are committing. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not yet punished us. So we need to reflect upon the Quran, reflect upon the teaching of the Quran, and try and preserve the message and this teachings of the Quran. As you're aware, around the world, the Quran, what's happening to it? And as Muslims, we need to be proud of our religion, be proud of a book. This is the book of Allah, Kitabullah, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as Muslims need to be proud of it. We need to show it honor and respect, love it, adhere it. And last time you touched, you even looked at the Quran. As Muslims, we need to have this attachment to the Quran. If we do not recite Quran daily, then your heart is not satisfied. That's how we need to be with the Quran. So I make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability to recite the Quran daily and allow us to reflect upon the lessons and the teaching and allow us to preserve the teaching of the Quran. Ameen. Inshallah, now we'll go on to the next segment of the show, which is the Kalam of the day. And inshallah, when we come back, we'll start our main topic and discussion of today's program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu Ghafoor,
Allahu Ghafoor,
Allahu Rahim,
Allahu Rahim,
Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin,
Huwa Khaliquna, Huwa Raziquna, Wa Huwa Ala Kulli Shay'in Qadeer.
إن الله على كل شيء قدير يا رب العالمين
الله الله الله
صل على طه الأمين
الله الله الله
في كل وقت وحين
الله 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 حسبي ربي جل الله
الله الله ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
املأ قلبي باليقين
الله الله الله
ثبتني على هذا الدين
الله الله الله
واغفر لي والمسلمين
الله 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 حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
وہ تنہا کون ہے
الله الله الله
بادشاہ وہ کون ہے
الله الله الله
مہرباں وہ کون ہے
الله الله
کیا اونچی شان ہے
الله الله الله
سب دلوں کی جان ہے
الله الله الله
اس کی اپنی شان ہے
الله 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 حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
راز دل کے جانے وہ
الله الله الله
حال بھی پہچانے وہ
الله الله الله
پھر بھی توبہ مانے وہ
الله الله الله
آسیوں کی آس ہے
الله الله الله
اس کی رحمت خاص ہے
الله الله الله
سب دلوں کے پاس ہے
الله 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 حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
Oh Allah the Almighty
Allahu Allah Allah
Protect me and guide me
Allahu Allah Allah
Through your love and mercy
Allahu Allah Allah Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah Allahu Allah Ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
Who is the all-capable?
Allahu Allah Allah
The curer and the healer
Allahu Allah Allah
Who's the dominant all over?
Allahu Allah Allah Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah Allahu Allah Ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
أف أدر جناهك
الله الله الله
عالم بادشاه
الله الله الله
يركلرين بناها
الله 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 حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
اشهد الله دردمي بوالرا ما رحمي له باش له جنه لرامه
الله
هاي راي ليهم أكشم هم سبح لراما
الله حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. وہ دونوں مشرقوں کا رب ہے اور دونوں مغربوں کا رب ہے, تو تم دونوں اپنے رب کی کون کون سی نعمتوں کو جھٹلاؤ گے؟ لارڈ آف دا ٹو ایسٹس اینڈ دا ٹو ویسٹس, سو وچ آف یور لارڈز فیورز ول یو ڈینائی؟
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی says in the Quran, and I shall turn those people away from my verses who undeservedly wish greatness for themselves on the earth. Today's topic of the day and today's topic which we will discuss is a topic which a lot of us are involved in. And that is the topic of takabbur, being arrogant and having pride, being proud and arrogant about yourself. And I would like to start this topic by mentioning a story regarding an individual, regarding a king. Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states that a king, he once prepared a ride to travel somewhere. And he called his servants, he called for some clothes to wear, but he did not like them. He didn't like the clothes that the servants were bringing to him. So he asked for other clothes, but he did not like them as well. After doing this several times, he eventually found a pair of clothes which he liked, so he wore them. Then after wearing his clothes, he called for a ride, but he did not like the ride. Then he called for a different ride. He didn't like that ride. And then eventually found a ride, called for another ride. And eventually he liked that ride. And he chose that ride and he eventually mounted the best ride according to him. Soon after this, a shaitan arrived and blew in his nose, causing him to be puffed with pride. And then he set off with his army, but did not look towards the people out of pride. During this time, an individual came to him whose clothes were old, they were torn. He greeted the king with salam, but the king did not reply. Thus, this man, he got hold of the reins of the king's ride. Upon this, the king replied that, leave the reins, let go of the reins. You have shown great disrespect. The man goes, I have a job for you. The king said, have patience until I dismount. The man replied, no. Now, he then pulled the reins with force. The king said, speak, what do you require? Allahu Akbar. And he replied, this individual came, it is a secret. Thus the king lowered his head, put his ears closer to him, and so the individual whispered in the king's ears, and this is where the king's life changes. Just by this whisper, everything, all his pride, all his takabbur, all his maal, wealth, everything changes. Why? What does that individual, what does he whisper? He says, I am the angel of death. Hearing this, the king's color changed. His voice began to shake and he said, give me some time to go home and complete my tasks and bid farewell to my family members. The angel of death, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, said, no, by Allah Almighty, you'll never see your wealth, you'll never see your possessions, and we never see him family members again. Then the angel took his soul and he fell like a piece of wood. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Rise and Shine, look at this. This king who thought he had everything. He thought he had the riches of the world. He had the wealth of this world. He could choose any clothes he wants to wear. He could choose any animal he wants to ride on. But then what happened? His pride. It overtook him. He forgot his purpose. And what happened? The angel of death came to him. The angel of death could come at any moment or time in your life. You could be busy performing good actions, the angel of death can come. You could be busy performing bad actions, which brings the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angel of death can come. The angel of death can come any moment right now. The question is, are you ready for the angel of death? Or are you so like this king who's busy in this materialistic world? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you wealth, has grant you maal. Are you thankful of that wealth or are you ungrateful? What do I mean by ungrateful? Is that you do not, by you having that maal, it took you further away from the religion, that is being ungrateful to the sustenance and risk Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you. Yeah. So we need to realize what our goal and purpose is in life. And from this account, we learn that pride and arrogance, this is from shaitan. The one who is afflicted by pride and arrogance considers himself to be of importance whilst he looks down upon others. The one who has pride and arrogance considers it an insult to himself to reply to the salam of those who are lower in status than him. There are people in this world that are like this. That someone lower than him, give him salam. Who are you? Why am I going to give you reply back? Have this takabbur inside you that this guy is lower than me. The one who is afflicted by pride and arrogance greatly fears death and dying. In fact, he fears even the mere mention of death. After being afflicted by pride and arrogance, a person only worries about bettering his worldly life whilst remaining heedless for preparing for the grave and the hereafter. The one who has pride and arrogance faces immense shame at the time of death. The one who is afflicted by pride and arrogance does not receive even the smallest amount of respite at the time of death. The one who is afflicted by pride and arrogance does not have the opportunity to repent at the time of death. This is a destruction. This is the consequence of pride. And pride, it has many destructions, has many consequences. And if anyone is afflicted by this disease, he should separate himself from it at once, straight away. Why? He should also make sincere repentance in the court of Allah for the time that he remained involved in it. And in order to save himself from it in the future, he should acquire knowledge regarding pride. And regarding these sins, pride, intentions, like backbiting, lying. Al-Hazrat Imam Ahmad Radha Khan, Alhamdulillah, that he writes in Fatawa Rizviya that to have knowledge of Muharramat-e-Batiniya, i.e. the internal prohibitions such as pride, ostentation, self-admiration, envy is from the most important obligatory acts prescribed to Muslims. Muharramat-e-Batiniya, the forbidden internal acts, sins. We only focus on the external sins. We only concentrate upon the external sins, but we forget the batin. We focus on zahir, the apparent, zahiriya, but we do not focus on the batiniya, the batini, the inner selves, the inner sins, which are the cause for the external sins. And pride is one of those sins which is for the sins of the heart. It's linked to the heart of an individual. If someone has pride, that individual's heart, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when a person sins, a person's heart is dark, a black spot is upon a person's heart. the more sins a person commits, the darker the heart is. So that person who has a dark heart, due to sinning, he will not be able to get guidance, he will not be able to take advice from individuals. He will be ghafla, he will be negligence. He will be walking around in pride and arrogance. We need to read the rulings regarding these intentions. Farz is necessary upon us. It's necessary upon us, all Muslims, to learn these things, to seek this knowledge. And in comparison to our worldly knowledge, our knowledge of religion is very little. And then how much of it is even correct? It's like, a few days ago, I was sat in a gathering, and the gathering was full of talking about religious topics, but I was shocked that no one there, this is what we do, no one there, the scholar, are talking about religious matters. It's like, people are not doctors, they don't have a medical background, they start talking about medicine, how to do an operation, how to do a heart transplant, how to do a certain operation. It doesn't make sense. So how can a person who has not studied the deen, who has not even given time to the religion, how can an individual like that talk about the religion and consider himself to be correct? And this is sadly our reality, that we do not gain knowledge, but yet we can talk about Islam for day in, day out, thinking that we are right, just going off our own opinion, just going off what we believe about Islam. No, Islam is not like that. You have to sit down with scholars. You have to sit down, open books, not just take your knowledge from internet, no, and social media, no. You take your knowledge from books, sit with the company of scholars. And even though we will not receive any reward hereafter for possessing an abundance of worldly knowledge, nor any punishment for our luck, for the good deeds performed in this temporary world are a cause of happiness in the hereafter. Whereas sins are a means of ruin, and having knowledge of the religion is necessary to distinguish good deeds from sins. Therefore, we should also seek religious knowledge so that our hereafter it can be better. Knowledge of the religion can be acquired in many ways, and one of those ways is by joining the Jamiatul Madina, the Islamic University Institute, which produces Islamic scholars, male scholars and female scholars. This is a platform, this is a department, a way where you can go and enroll and study the Islamic knowledge. A man, an imam of a mosque, an imam of a masjid, who used to lead people in the daily prayers. He set out on a journey, set out on one mission. And that mission was that I must strive to rectify myself and the people in Taiwan. I need to make myself better, and I need to spread the message of Islam, make other people better. And how did Amir al-Sunnah, may Allah preserve him, grant him long health, how did Amir al-Sunnah, you probably see him on Saturdays, on Madani Muzakara, he says that people asking him a question, how has he gained the Islamic knowledge? I'll tell you how. By sitting in the company of scholars. Amir al-Sunnah used to just sit in the company of scholars, ask questions, write them down, write the answers down, etc. And that's how Amir al-Sunnah has come on this level. And his sincerity, his taqwa, his piety is something else. He had one mission, and that was to propagate the message of Islam. Not just in Pakistan. He's not just successful in Pakistan, where he started in Karachi. He's not just successful in that city of Karachi. He's not just successful in Sindh. He's not just successful in Punjab. No, he's successful in the entire Pakistan. And then, on top of that, in the entire Asian subcontinent. And then on top of that, Europe, Africa, America, Australia. You can ask, where isn't Dawud Islam? Wherever you see Dawud Islam is there. And this is what Amir al-Sunnah set out. And one of these departments which Amir al-Sunnah formulated was Jamiatul Madina, where you can study and Islamic scholars or produced, I think Jamiatul Madina started in around 1995. This was the first batch of Jamiatul Madina. And another department of Dawud Islami is Madrasatul Madina Balikan, adults tajweed class. You may think I'm too old, I cannot study, I cannot become a scholar, I cannot give my time 6 years, full time, I've got family, I've got children. Okay, if you don't have time, then study in our adult tajweed class. Correct your pronunciation in the Quran daily, a 45 minute class, especially in the UK, is only like around most places, most centers of Fizani Medinas have 3 days a week for around 45 minutes, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, in the evenings. Contact your local Fizani Medinas, ask them regarding this class. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allama, that the best of you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it. And this is something that we need to take as a lesson, that are we busying ourselves in some things which we should not busy ourselves in? Are we gaining the essential Islamic knowledge that we need to gain? So inshallah, now we'll move on to the next segment of the show, which is the reminder. And then when you come back, inshallah, we'll continue and carry on talking and discuss what is actual pride. What does it mean by pride and takabbur? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sayyidina Nufay' A'ma radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, I once came across Sayyidina Bara bin Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Holding my hand, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu shook hands with me and smiled. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then asked, do you know why I did so? I replied in the negative. Explaining to me, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that he was once privileged to meet the greatest and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who did the same and then asked, do you know why I did so? Sayyidina Bara bin Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied in the negative. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when two Muslims shake hands with each other at the time of meeting and both of them smile in front of each other for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are forgiven before they get separated. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we're talking about pride, takabbur, and what is pride? Let's understand from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-kibru bataru al-haqqi wa ghamtu al-nas. The pride is to oppose the truth and look down upon people. Imam Raghib Isfahani rahmatullahi ta'ala writes, pride is for a person to consider himself superior to others. Allama Abdul Ghani Nablusi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, pride is to feel joy after considering yourself to be superior, greater and better than others. So pride is when a person, he thinks that he is better than other people. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala mentions that there are different types of pride. There are three types of pride. Number one, and that pride which is shown towards Allah Almighty, like the pride of Shaitan, Nimrud and Fir'aun, or the pride of such individuals who claim divinity and turn their faces away from the bondmen of Allah Almighty out of hatred. Number two, that type of pride which is shown towards the Messenger of Allah Almighty, just as the disbelievers of Makkah when they said, we shall not obey a human like you. Why did Allah Almighty not send an angel or leader in order to guide us? You are an orphan. Number three, that pride which is displayed towards a common person, for example, looking at them with disdain, not accepting the truth and considering yourself to be better and greater. So Imam Ghazali, he mentioned that these are the three types of pride. One is against Allah, one is against the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, one against the normal people. And displaying pride towards Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala is disbelief. when showing pride towards common people is not kufr, but it is a major sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Quran, and like the verse which I mentioned at the beginning, and I shall turn those people away from my verses who undeservedly wish greatness for themselves on the earth. And the Quranic commentator Imam Baghawi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he writes in Tafsir Baghawi that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma has stated that the meaning of this verse is that those people who show pride towards my slaves and oppose my close servants, saints, I will turn them away from accepting and confirming my signs, so that they do not bring faith in me. The punishment for their animosity is that they are deprived of guidance. The consequence of unjustified pride, and those who are pride that is be mentioned in this verse, even if those who possess unjustified pride were to witness every sign, they would still not bring faith. And if they were to see the path of guidance, they will not take it as their way. And if they were to see the path of misguidance, they would instead take that as their way. From this we learn that pride is that fire which burns and destroys all faculties of the heart. Especially when this pride is displays towards the accepted people of Allah Almighty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another part of the Quran, Surah Nahl, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those who are arrogant. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِينَ. Allah subhanahu says in the Quran, and you made me from fire and you created him from clay. And the commentary of this verse is the background of the story, the incident which Imam Nasfi, he mentions regarding the creation of Adam alayhi salam. So Allah Almighty said to the angels that I will create, and this is the first incident where pride took place, the kubba took place. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels that I will create Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam from Sayyid. And then when I complete his creation and cast a special soul into him, thereby granting him life, you must fall into prostration to him. Thus, when the stages of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam creation were complete, all of the angels prostrated with the command of Allah Almighty, but Iblis did not prostrate. Rather, he displayed pride, and in the divine knowledge of Allah Almighty, he was from among those who commit kufr. Allah Almighty said, "O Iblis, what prevented you from prostrating to this Adam alayhi salam that I created with my power? Have you displayed pride, or are you from the group whose way is to show pride?" Iblis said, "I am better than him, for you made me from fire, made him from clay, you made him from soil." Allahu Akbar. So how can I bow down to him when I'm made from something which is better? I'm made from fire. He's made from clay and soil. And what Iblis meant by this was that even if Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created from fire and was equal to him, he was still not prostrate to him. So how is it possible that he would prostrate to him whilst he considers himself superior? And then Allah Almighty commanded him, said, "Leave paradise, for indeed you are gone against the command of Allah. You have become rebellious, disobedient, and you have got pride. Indeed, my curse is upon you until the day of judgment. And after the day of judgment, there is my curse as well as various punishments." Then Allah Almighty altered the appearance of Shaitan. He's previously good looking, but then was given a hideous and dark appearance. And his nur was also taken away. So this is the background of the first incident where you can set pride took place. And we need to be careful and not become and fall into the trap of Shaitan and have this trait of being arrogant. So now we'll go on to the next segment of the show, which is the daily hadith. And hopefully when you come back, you may have a guest on the line. Sallu ala Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Today we're going to hear some signs of hypocrisy. The famous servant of the Prophet, the companion, Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, relates that he heard the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, "This is the salah of a hypocrite. He sits and waits for the sun until it comes between the two horns of Satan," meaning which is about to set. "He then stands, pecks four times, and does not remember Allah in this except a little." Now, three rulings derived from this hadith. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi expertly explains this hadith. The three rulings that have been derived from this are, firstly, it is a sign of hypocrites to offer Asr prayer near its end during the makruh time due to being engrossed in worldly business. Secondly, 20 minutes before sunset is considered the prohibitively disliked time, meaning the makruh time. One should offer salah within the recommended mustahab timing. The third ruling is that one should perform ruku' and sujood calmly and with serenity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam likened the hastily performed sajda of a worshipper to the pecking of a rooster when it hastily pecks at grains on the ground with its beak. Dear viewers of Madani channel, salah should be offered calmly and with serenity because we are prostrating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has its respects, its boundaries, the ways to offer salah. All of these have been mentioned in books. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to properly perform salah. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi. That was the daily hadith, and whilst we were listening, had the opportunity to listen to the daily hadith, we managed to get a guest on the line. Alhamdulillah, we've managed to get all the way from I think London. We've managed to get his Wambai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bahanbai, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you, Rizwanbai?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal.
Mashallah, mashallah. Today, we've got a very important topic, something to do with the internal sins, which is regarding arrogance and pride. And we discussed regarding how the Quran condemns, we mentioned the story of Adam alayhi salam, how Shaitan was expelled from paradise due to, because he was the first person who had this trait of being arrogant. And then we talked about some hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala regarding the takabbur. I just want to ask, if a person has pride but he's not aware, is there any signs a person can know that if I'm indulging this certain activity, this is a sign that I have pride? How can someone refrain from having pride? Do you have any message or anything that you want to say?
Beautiful question, Gohar Bhai. Actually, whenever we talk about any disease, first of all, diagnostic is done. The disease is diagnosed. She found out whether what are the signs, what are the problems, and how can that be diagnosed. Now, that's how the doctors do. And the beauty of Dawat Islami is also that it does not just highlight the problems, but it also tells us that what are the signs, how can you do the diagnostic, and then how can you then further do the treatment. This is the beauty. And it also gives us solutions. How can we tackle those internal diseases what one's heart may have been inflicted? As you have mentioned from the story of Shaitan and how he got rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of this very bad trait called takabbur. First of all, I think we would like to understand what is the definition of takabbur. How can, because if we do not know what is its definition, then we cannot figure out whether this bad quality is present within us or not. And then definitely we'll touch upon a few signs. Now, when we talk about the brief description, what ulama they have mentioned, the summary of the definition of takabbur is that you degrade someone or devalue someone in your heart, right? And you feel that you are superior to a certain extent and other person is degraded and devalued, right? And this is what should not be the case. We should not think for our fellow Muslim brother that he is degraded or devalued because of certain reasons. And this is against the ijz. This is against the inkisari and humbleness. We should always remain down to earth. One thing. Another important point is that takabbur is the kibr, is the quality which is only associated for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason he is Allahu Akbar. This is what we say all the time when we say takbir. When we start our salah, we say Allahu Akbar. So this kibr, this beautiful quality only suits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to anyone else, right? The reason is he is perfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect, all powerful. And we are the humble slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humble bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we cannot have this trait, this quality within ourselves. Rather, the more person is humble, the more person is down to earth, the more person is ajiz and he has inkisari, he is humbleness within his personality, he is more closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves ijz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves from his bondsmen the inkisari and humbleness.
Zombie. Amir al-Sunnat in his life is full of humbleness. Look at the level Ahmed follows this person has and this organization he has, yet his humbleness, you cannot tell that this person has such a lead following and etc. So there's something that we see in the life of Amir al-Sunnat as well.
Absolutely right. Gohar Bhai, when I'll talk about now the signs of takabbur, then you will realize that, alhamdulillah, you will not find them in the personality of Amir of al-Sunnah. But many of us surrounding our Muslims, they are indulged in those signs. And definitely, then again, we talk about the very first sign, that a person who feels hard to say salam first, right? And the opposite is, if you want to get rid of takabbur, you should say salam first. This is how we have been given the solution. And in other words, if a person thinks, no, I shouldn't say salam first, he should say salam first, okay? I am maybe, astaghfirullah, more knowledgeable than him or more in fadl or excellence and more than him, right? Maybe I'm more in age than him, right? There are certain things where the other person should do first, but this bad intention should not be in one's heart. Because of this, I should not say salam. Rather, we should say salam first. Even somebody is, even a person in front of us is lower than in terms of knowledge, right? But yet the ijz, yet the inkisari or humbleness would be one says salam first. And you would see, again, in the example of Amir of Ahl-e-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah, even somebody is, even a little child comes to Amir of Ahl-e-Sunnah, right? Murideen, Muhibdeen, the disciples who attend the ijtima'at, or they come and do mulaqat, and you would see Amir of Ahl-e-Sunnah, Da'wat Barakatuhu Al-Ali, he would always say salam first. And this is what we need to also adopt from this beautiful seerah of Amir of Ahl-e-Sunnah. And alhamdulillah, if we want that, we would like to get rid of takabbur. So one of the solution is also, the sign is that you do not want to say salam first. And the solution is to get rid of takabbur, you should say salam first. And Gohar Bhai, another sign that you feel bad and you feel low, that you go and meet somebody and rather you want other person to come and see you. Mm-hmm. This is also seen in our society, right? For example, sometimes the relatives are there, right? And if they have not come to us, then we feel it bad. We don't want to go and see them, right? Why? They should come first. And because of this, there is a sign of takabbur maybe hidden somewhere and we do not even know. Why we are not going? Why we are not going first to reconcile, right? Why we are not going to them first rather than waiting them when years and years and years pass? And because of this, maybe a sign of takabbur hidden somewhere that is stopping us.
In this scenario, a person might say, I'm not going to that individual because he did something to me, he's hurt my feelings. It might not even be pride, it might be a different reason. So even in that scenario, what should a person do? If someone's hurt their feelings, does that mean that we shouldn't go and see them?
To forgiveness, forgiving others for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That should dominate there, right? And that should suppress not going there. And so this is a very clear concept. If we forgive others, right, we will not be degraded. This will not devalue our respect in any way, form, or shape. Rather, if we do tawadi, if we do idz, if we do inkisari in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we show humbleness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise our respect, will raise our status, inshallah. And if for this reason, if we are not going, then we should forgive and we should go first. And again, we should think, maybe this is the reason that I've got a takabbur and I'm feeling a bit big in my head or in my heart that I'm not going. And then one should stop this and we should do ids and he should go. This is one of the signs ulama, they've mentioned in their books. Another important alamat or sign which ulama, they've mentioned that apparently if somebody is a poor person, okay, and he comes and sits next to you, okay, and then you feel bad. Why did he sit next to me? Why did he come in our group? He's a poor person or he's not of our status. Astaghfirullah, so-called, we have made these statuses. So this is something wrong, right? And this has been condemned. A person, because of his poverty or because of any other reason, a fellow Muslim brother, if he comes and sits next to you, you should not have any complexes. You should not think anything superior and not degrade or devalue his personality. These are the beautiful teachings of Islam, alhamdulillah. This is what we have been taught. We should give them space. We should respect them, right? Because before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, your wealth, your beauty, your status, everything is not counted. What is counted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the pure heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees your clean heart, pure heart, which is free from takabbur, which is free from arrogance, which is free from these sort of illnesses of the heart. And then what is seen in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taqwa, right? Mm-hmm. And you can attain taqwa. How can you attain taqwa? When you will remove these statues of takabbur and hasad, and jealousy and hatred and boz and kina, enmity and envy, and all these statues, when they will come out of your heart, when you will remove these illnesses from your heart will become clean.
Then will become pure. We're living in a society where we mainly focus on external sins. We're not focused on our internal sins, and we don't really think and consider about that. And how important is it to remove these internal sins from our heart? What is the like the ruling, or do we have to gain Islamic knowledge regarding this? Or what is it important for us to focus on them sins as well?
Rahbai, equally important, right? There are certain ulum with regards to your batin, with regards to your inner self, with regards to the internal diseases what a person possesses. They are fard uluf. They are compulsory to attain knowledge of. And Islam has guided us. And one of them is takabbur. One should have the knowledge about takabbur, because this was the trait. This was the quality, bad quality, you can say, that got shaitan rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know who shaitan was before? He was ustad of malaika, the teacher of angels. There are two things which are very important in one's personality that give him fadl, that give him excellence. One is knowledge, one is taqwa. Now, in terms of knowledge, shaitan was to the extent that he was ustad of malaika. He was teacher of angels. Now, how much knowledge would he have? You can imagine. And then, in terms of taqwa, the number of sujood he had done, Allahu Akbar, ulama, they have written that they are to the extent that one cannot even imagine the quantity of ibadah he had done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in terms of ibadah, in terms of knowledge, he was to next level. But what got him destroyed, but what got him rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this very bad quality that he did takabbur, and because of this arrogance and because of the hasad is also one of them that he had for Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, and he did not obey the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of this. Because this takabbur itself is a disease, but it leads to many other problems. Because of this takabbur, you start hating others. Because of this arrogance, you start harming others. Because of this arrogance, you start disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are so many other sins, doors are also opened. So this is very important that we should figure out, we should diagnose the disease we have or not. If it is there, we should try and treat it. We should, and how can we get the treatment? SubhanAllah, awliya kiram. We should sit to their court, because only knowledge will not only help. The tarbiyah, the cleanliness of the heart is done when we go to the courts of these friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do tazkiyah nafs, who clean our nafs, who clean our heart, and they highlight these diseases, and they give us the solutions also. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is an international organization of propagating Quran and Sunnah. When it says Quran and Sunnah, so both Quran and the Seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is being propagated. And to the extent that Alhamdulillah, we've got 80 different departments. And Dawat-e-Islami is serving the religion of Deen Islam in all these various departments, through these various departments. Now, when you ask that, what is available for me? If I want to get my heart treated, if I want my heart to be pure and clean from all these illnesses which we are talking about, which we are highlighting, which we are giving awareness to the people that they also exist. And we don't even realize, many viewers of Madani Channel today, they would have understood that, oh, maybe I'm also involved in this. Maybe I also am inflicted in this disease. So what is the solution? The way forward is, Alhamdulillah, Madani Channel. Madani Channel is one of the beautiful source right now available at, even in our own houses. So Alhamdulillah, Muballighin of Dawat Islami, electronic Muballighin of Dawat Islami, they come to our houses and they guide us, they teach us. We should on Madani Channel as much as possible right at home. The barakah, the blessings inshallah we will receive, that will be there, definitely. When Quran will be recited sometime, when Hadith will be talked sometime, when Naat will be recited at home through Madani Channel, right? When there is some sort of tafsir halqa, these important uloom regarding the inner self diseases, they are discussed. When you learn, increase your knowledge, inshallah, then you will know that I have to resolve these issues, these problems, I have to get rid of these illnesses, I need to go for the treatment. And Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami's beauty doesn't only highlight issues, this only gives you solution. So you will learn solutions through Madani Channel. And one of the best programs I would recommend you to for the cleansing of the heart, right, purification of the heart is Madani Muzakira. And I would say that do not miss, if you miss any other programs, you should not. You should watch as many programs as possible. But one program that is when Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Al-Sunnah, founder of Dawat Islami, is on Madani Channel live every Saturday. Watch that program. Inshallah, you will know so many different aspects of the life they are discussed, and different illnesses of the hearts are discussed, and then the solutions are given through the tongue of a Wali Kamil. And this is one of the beautiful ways. And then Ijtima, in your locality, find out where are your ijtima. You see, every week when you will go to ijtima, through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your heart will be cleaned. Through the knowledge you will increase, inshallah, your heart will be purified. Then you will know the knowledge, then you will implement the knowledge, inshallah, and shaitan will be dispersed. And you will, inshallah, go one step ahead to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, I give this example normally. If this is, let's say, this is a table, right? And if any dust comes on this table, what do? You remove this, right? Yes. And if you regularly remove the dust from the table, what happens? It remains clean. Now, if you leave it for a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, maybe a couple of months, you do not clean, right? And what will happen? The dust will start settling on it. And to the extent that it will be very hard to clean it, isn't it? So this is the state of our hearts.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi. That was our Rizwan bhai from all the way from London. Gave a lot of time and discussed very important points regarding how a person should recognize that he's going through arrogance and you have pride and design. So inshallah, and solution, how Dawud Salami provides solutions for these problems. So inshallah, now we'll go swiftly on to our next segment, which I think is the Kaniz Fatima Ghulam Rasool. And then when you come back, inshallah, we'll end up and conclude today's show. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
आज मैं किसी को नहीं छोड़ूंगा।
ये पानी कहाँ से आ रहा है? बारिश तो नहीं हो रही। अरे फैजान भाई, ये क्या हरकत है? मेरी किताबें गीली कर दी है आपने। मैं अभी नीचे आकर आपसे बात करता हूँ।
आप जब तक नीचे आओगे मैं भाग जाऊंगा।
अरे मुंह चिढ़ाना बुरी बात है। कितने बार गुलाम रसूल भाई ने समझाया है?
अभी आप बताओगे मुझे ये बात।
ये फैजान भाई को क्या हो गया? पहले तो ऐसे नहीं थे। जरूर
बुरे बच्चों में बैठ रहे होंगे।
डॉक्टर साहब, डॉक्टर साहब, जल्दी चलें, जल्दी चलें, पेशेंट है। अरे फैजान भाई, छोड़ मेरा, छोड़ मेरा। डॉक्टर साहब जल्दी करें, जल्दी प्लीज। अरे फैजान भाई, मैं कोई डॉक्टर वॉक्टर नहीं हूँ, छोड़े मेरा हाथ। क्या हो गया आपको? हाँ, मुझे पता है आप डॉक्टर नहीं है, लेकिन बेवकूफ जरूर है, इसीलिए तो 2 साल से कपड़े पहन कर घूम रहे।
ये आज फैजान भाई को क्या हो गया? ऐसी बदतमीजी पहले तो नहीं की।
ये स्कूटी मुझे पकड़ा दे और आप आराम से दरवाजा खोल लें।
जी बहुत शुक्रिया। फैजान भाई, मेरी स्कूटी कहाँ जा रहे हैं? जल्दी चक्कर लगा कर आ जाएगा।
अब मैं कभी नहीं आऊंगा। जा शाबाश, अब ये मेरी हो गई।
अरे मेरी स्कूटी है। ये फैजान भाई को क्या हो गया?
राइका बच्चे,
फैजान भाई ये क्या हरकत है?
गुलाम रसूल भाई, आपको चोट तो नहीं लगी?
नहीं नहीं, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह।
मेरे साथ भी फैजान भाई ने बहुत बुरा किया है। ये स्कूटी मेरी ही थी, लेकिन बगैर पूछे लेके चले गए।
मेरे साथ भी बदतमीजी की है,
और मुझ पर तो पानी वाली गन से फायर किए थे। मैं तो इनको नहीं छोड़ूंगा, अल्लाह करे ये जाते हुए गिर जाए।
अरे बबलू भाई, किसी को भी बददुआ नहीं देनी चाहिए। हदीस पाक में भी मुसलमान को बददुआ देने से मना किया गया है, और इस तरह की छोटी छोटी बातों पर बदला नहीं लेना चाहिए। प्यारे आका सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि व आलिहि वसल्लम की मुबारक सुन्नत है कि आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि व आलिहि वसल्लम अपने ऊपर जुल्म करने वालों को अल्लाह पाक की रजा के लिए मुआफ फरमा दिया करते थे। बस अल्लाह पाक खैर फरमाएगा, सब्र करें, अल्लाह पाक सब्र करने वालों के साथ है।
लेकिन मेरी स्कूटी?
जी इनकी स्कूटी का तो कुछ करना पड़ेगा।
जी जी मिल जाएगी, लेकिन सोचने की बात यह है कि फैजान भाई को अचानक हो क्या गया है?
हो सकता है कोई बुरा दोस्त बना लिया हो।
आप लोग बच्चे,
इनका तो कुछ करना ही पड़ेगा। गुलाम रसूल भाई फैजान को मिलकर पकड़ते हैं।
चले ठीक है, आप और नुमान भाई इस तरफ से जाएं। उसैद भाई आप इस तरफ, और मैं रायका को घर छोड़कर आता हूँ। चले रायका।
नुमान भाई ये देखे, मतलब के यहीं से गए होंगे वो।
जी भागे इसी तरफ।
अब कहाँ जाओगे बच्चू?
अब तो सही पकड़े गए हो। आप साइड में, मुझे जाना है काम से।
हमारा सुकून बर्बाद करके अब आपको काम से जाना है?
मेरे प्यारे फैजान भाई, सबसे पहले तो स्कूटी से उतरिए, ये नुमान भाई की है। वैसे फैजान भाई, आज आपको हो क्या गया है, और इतने दिनों से आप मिले भी नहीं? मैंने नए दोस्त बना लिए हैं, अब मुझे आपकी जरूरत नहीं है।
जी गुलाम रसूल भाई, कहा था ना मैंने, कोई दोस्त मिल गया होगा। बुरा
बुरा नहीं है, वही अच्छा है। शरारते करने में जितना मजा आता है ना, वो किसी काम में भी नहीं आता।
फैजान भाई, आपने ये जो भी किया सब तंग हुए हैं, ये बहुत गलत बात थी।
भाई मुझे ना समझाएं, मैं तो ऐसे ही करता हूँ।
अल्लाह अकबर।
फैजान भाई ये बहुत बुरी बात है। हमारे प्यारे और आखिरी नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि व आलिहि वसल्लम ने इरशाद फरमाया, जिसने मुसलमान को तकलीफ दी उसने मुझे तकलीफ दी, जिसने मुझे तकलीफ दी उसने अल्लाह ताला को तकलीफ। تکلیف دی یعنی جس نے اللہ پاک کو تکلیف دی تو اللہ پاک اسے عذاب دے گا.
جی ابھی آپ نے جو بھی کیا ہمیں تکلیف پہنچائی, نیت کریں کہ آئندہ ایسا نہیں کریں گے.
اچھا ٹھیک ہے, اور اگر ہم سے پھر سے دوستی کرنی ہے تو اچھا بچہ بننا پڑے گا. ہم سب کو اپنی سوسائٹی کا اچھا بچہ بن کر رہنا چاہیے, سوسائٹی کے سب لوگ ہم سے خوش ہوں. چھوٹے بچے ہمیں دیکھ کر اچھی باتیں سیکھیں, اور ہمیں چاہیے کہ ہم خود اچھے کام کریں اور دوسروں کو بھی اچھی چیزیں سکھائیں, برائیوں سے خود بھی روکیں اور دوسروں کو بھی روکیں.
غلام رسول بھائی مجھ سے غلطی ہو گئی, سوری, میں آئندہ ایسا نہیں کروں گا, اور میں آپ سب سے بھی سوری کرتا ہوں. جس جس کو میری وجہ سے تکلیف پہنچی میں ان سب سے سوری کرتا ہوں.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. We're talking about تکبر and pride. Inshallah, before we end, let's listen to some hadith saying to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the takabbur and pride. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, should I not tell you about the worst of Allah's slave? He is who is bad-mannered and arrogant. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, those who are arrogant will be raised like ants in human form. Disgrace will cover them from every direction. They'll be taken towards the prison of hellfire, where the fire will be cast over them and they'll be made to drink teenatul Khabal, meaning I'll drink the pus and blood of the people of hell. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the day of judgment, those who are arrogant will be raised in the form of ants and people will trample upon them because they will have no significance in the court of Allah Almighty. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, no doubt there is a valley in hell called Habhab. Allah Almighty decreed that all those who are arrogant will reside within it. O Bilal, do not be from those who are made to reside within it. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one whose heart contains a mustard seed amount of arrogance, i.e. meaning a small amount of arrogance, he will not enter paradise. These are some warnings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding those who are arrogant. So inshallah, now we'll last go on to the promo. After that, inshallah, we'll conclude today's show. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
It's the Islami.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever gives sadaqah for the sake of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, that sadaqah becomes a shield between this person and hellfire. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Dawat-e-Islami is an international organization working in more than 80 departments throughout the world. Jamiatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina, Darul Ifta Ahl Sunnat, and Madani Channel.
All over the world.
These departments require millions of rupees to operate. So do contribute and help spread the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah all around the world.
Dawat Islami UK Madani Channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 4363 4560. IBAN GB67LOYD 3097 3436 3456 0 BIC LOYD GB 21087.
Your donation can be used for any permissible religious, reformatory, welfare, well-wishing, spiritual and good purpose.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now we are at the end of our show. In today's show we learned about arrogance, the signs of arrogance, the destruction, what is arrogance. And make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us free and keeps us safe and keeps away from having this trait of arrogance, as this is the trait, the characteristic of shaitan, who is the first one to have this trait. So may the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us all protected and safe. Have a good day. Make sure you fulfill your days, you read your salah on time, read salawat, do zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, read the Quran, and inshallah see the benefits which you will gain. One more last thing, support your Dawat Islami as well, support your Madani channel. And inshallah, the benefit, this is the only channel in the entire world which is 100% Islamic compliance. It's nothing against Sharia. This 100% according to the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. So please spread the message of Dawud Islami and Madani Channel. Till tomorrow, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah,
even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.